Today we celebrate in our institute the commemoration of all of the deceased of the Seraphic Order, all souls of the Seraphic Order. And we look today at our liturgy of the theme we're given. Is that hope, as it were, in our own resurrection after our own death? By the power of God, of course, through our Lord, through the merits of our Lord on the suffering, of the blessings on the cross. But that if we will turn to Him, if we are faithful to Him, He will not reject us. That's what our Lord tells us in the gospel passage we just heard. He won't reject any one of us if we turn to Him. We must remind ourselves that we have a free will. God gave us that free will so that we would have the capacity to love. Otherwise, we couldn't make that choice for Him, to follow Him, you see? We must make that choice. And if we will, He will not reject us. So today, after yesterday having reflected on all souls, all of our faithful departed, today that we reflect on those who are in some way associated with the Seraphic Order. As we said in the opening prayer, all of our friends, benefactors, relatives, brothers and sisters, all of them who are associated with the Order itself. But much in the same way, to pray for their souls, since we don't know precisely where they are at this point. That's between them and God. But that they too have that hope, that in case they are still in purgatory, we can relieve them. We pray for them. We remember them. We pray for them. Again, with that hope, not only for them, but for all of us. And in fact, there's another great hope involved here. Because stop and think, once they are relieved from purgatory and they're in heaven, they are eternally grateful to us. And they are praying for us. He reminds us of another reality called the communion of saints, which is three parts. You have the church triumphant, those are the souls in heaven, the church militant, that's us here on earth, still striving to achieve that goal, and the church suffering, those in purgatory, who now are making that last final reparation for whatever punishment is due for the sins they have committed that will consume them completely in the love of God and prepare them for heaven. And it gives us that great hope that working together we will not be rejected by Christ, but we will be welcomed into the heavenly kingdom. That great hope. And let us never give up that hope, but continually always pray for that achievement of that goal that every one of us has, to be united with God in paradise forever. Praise be Jesus and Mary.